Good morning. Things aren't always as they seem, and sometimes the result is humorous, quite humorous indeed. A Texas rancher driving through Vermont had to stop to let a farmer's cows cross the road. As the farmer passed in front of the expensive convertible, the rancher called out to him, "How much land you got here, partner?" "Well," the farmer said, "my land runs all the way down there to them there alders across the way along the brook. And on the meadow side over there, it goes clean up to those larches on the hill." "You know," said the rancher, "I got a spread in Texas, and I can get in my pickup and drive all day without reaching any of my boundary lines." But the old farmer was not to be outdone, no siree. "That's so," he said. "I had no truck like that once." Oh, boy. But sometimes pride can cost not only a little embarrassment, but a pocket full of change as well. In 1884, a young man died, and after the funeral, his grieving parents decided to establish a memorial to him. With that in mind, they met with Charles Eliot, president of Harvard University. Eliot received the unpretentious couple into his office and asked what he could do for them. Well, after they expressed their desire to fund a memorial, Eliot impatiently said, "Perhaps you have in mind a scholarship?" "Well, we were thinking of something more substantial than that. Perhaps a building," the woman replied. In a patronizing tone of voice, Eliot brushed aside the idea as being too expensive. So the couple got up and departed. The next year, Eliot heard of something that caused him a lot of grief. This plain-looking pair had gone elsewhere with their ideas. Someone else took the time to listen to this homely-looking couple and their ideas, and did it ever pay off? They established a $26 million memorial named Leland Stanford Jr. University, better known today as simply Stanford. I'm Larry Hatfield. Good day.